Okay. Right, we're recording. 1, 2, 3. First of all, Rory Hamilton-Brown, what a tremendous performance.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't think we've won here for 32 years, so, you know, it's been a bit of a voodoo for us, but, you know, we've come in a good place. I think the squad's in a pretty good place, and, you know, I think we caught Warwickshire at a good time because, you know, it's their first game. We're lucky enough to have a game last week, and, you know, fantastic all-round performance.
Just put into context the way that Ed Joyce played in this match.
I can't do that. It's not possible. The guy is on a different planet. He has been for, you know, I think pretty much ever since he came to Sussex. But the last 2 years, he's been phenomenal. Every time he walks out to bat, he just does quite unbelievable things. And you know, for your captain to be leading by example like that, it's a special thing for the dressing room. And you know, hopefully, long may it continue.
Mark Robinson said last night that being the skipper seemed to have galvanised him, given him a new lease of life.
Well, I'm sure it has. I mean, Ed's done pretty much everything there is to be done in county cricket. He's been in the game for a long time, so I think he needed a new challenge. And talking to him about the captaincy, you know, he's thriving from it. You know, it puts him under a bit more pressure, maybe. And he's got that, you know, that inner drive, you know, to just really, really score runs and do extra things for the team, which is obviously a fantastic place to be in when you're at the stage of his career.
And two victories against sides who many considered are championship contenders this season. I'm not saying the others aren't, but Middlesex and Warwickshire, two tough sides.
Yeah, two good sides, but we think there's a lot of good sides in this division, and you know there's going to be some fantastic battles through the year. It's two wins. We'll just take them for what they are and move on.
What about your own form? Must have been nice to get picked, first of all, and score a half century.
Yeah, nice to get picked. Obviously, missing out the first game was tough, but I feel in a good place in my own game. So just, you know, when called upon, I think I'll be in a good place to score the runs.
And you looked in a hurry last night. I wonder if you had a dinner appointment or something, because we wondered whether Sussex might win it in 3 days.
No hurry. We just saw that as being quite a big period of the game. We, you know, day four chases can be tough, so we wanted to try and get as much of the job done as we could last night. Unfortunately, it was on a good wicket, so that, it was made possible.
Talk about your own place in the side, because there's a lot of competition in that Sussex middle order this season.
There is. It's only good for the side, you know, to have guys like Matt Pryor back and Wrighty coming back, Chris Nash still to come back into a side that's won two games can only be good. Competition for places is great, and that's why you play at Sussex, because you want to win things.
And a little break now until the next game. I just wonder, Rory, with two wins on the roll, I wonder if Sussex might have fancied a game in the next week almost.
Oh, I mean, we had 6 month break before the first one, so no, I think we're all in a pretty good place. You know, we're going to work hard next week. We're going to do some 2020 preparation because, you know, we've got a big competition coming up. And no, I think we're in a good place. Bowlers will be able to put their feet up for a little while, and we'll come back real strong at Somerset.
I have to ask you about Mark Robinson. Lots of speculation today. He's having his interview down at Lords. What has he brought to the Sussex dressing room? What's he brought to you personally, Rory?
He's brought a huge amount. I mean, he's brought an absolute... you could trust it. I think you could trust him, you know, as much as anyone in your own family. He loves the club. His heart is Sussex, and when you've got someone like that at the helm, you can never doubt any decision, you know, for want of integrity. He does everything to win, and he cares implicitly about all of his players. You couldn't want to play for a better bloke than Robbo.
Wonderful. Well done, Rory. Well done today, and great result. Well done.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Top man. Thank you so much, Rory.
No problem.
Very kind of you.
No problem.
Have a safe trip back.